Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, coming to you from Ohio. And we just want to praise God and rejoice that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. And looking forward to spring coming, and its signs are in the air. Praise the Lord. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Praise God. Again, it is 347-989-8862. Praise God. So right now at this time, we want our daughter, Rachel. Oh, praise the Lord. She's going to come in and she's going to read her scripture. We're so proud of her and we thank God for her.
Corinthians 1, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. And that's 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. So we thank God for her. She does such a good job, and we thank the Lord. She sang the other night in church, and we're just praising the Lord for her. Tonight's subject is being led by the Spirit of God. There's many spirits out there, but we're talking about being led by God's Spirit, the Creator Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Jesus, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. And you could be led by many spirits, but we got to make sure that it's of God. And right now I see a caller called in, 661. Let us know who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Joanna. This is Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. It's been a while, and we're so glad to have you tonight, and I hope you're feeling better, sis.
Thanks, I am.
And there's another caller, 937-329. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Reverend Joshua Moore, Dayton, Ohio.
Praise God, Brother Josh. Good to have you here, and just y'all hang in there, and we'll have you to go ahead and obey the Lord. Our subject tonight is being led by the Spirit of God. And again, if you want to be a part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. And then we want you to call us if you have a prayer request. We want you to turn that in at heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. And we've got several prayer requests that we want to mention tonight as they come in. At the end of the service, we'll definitely pray over these. Brother Tim Hall says pray for him and Sister Frida. He has a new cardiologist that's told him more than he in 15 minutes than he's known in the last couple years. So let's pray that God's hand and will direct and guide and give the knowledge to that new cardiologist for Brother Tim Hall. Also, he's Amen. Turned in many requests. They need a blessing on their finances, their health, and just remember that. And they're building a home, and praise God that we need the Lord to move on the financial situation with that. Sister April Fox, she says, pray for her friend's grandma. She needs a touch from the Lord, and pray for her. She's seeking after God's will. And, of course, Brother Josh, I'm going to let you turn that prayer request in here in just a moment. And Alan Walker, Brother Alan, says, pray for his dad. He is battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Doctors have given up, but we know God is able. Amen. And we're standing in agreement Amen. With Brother Walker that his dad can be healed. And if Brother Yearwood tonight, once they call in, there's a wonderful testimony and that I hope they could share with you all, and that how God heals cancer. Hallelujah. Sister Becky Fritz, she says, pray for her. She's missed a whole week of work for the flu. Sister Ruth Mullen says, pray for her and her daughter April. And also Brother Matt Baldwin says, Sister Green, I have a friend who is supposed to be coming to church tomorrow night who is searching. Pray God reveals himself. Praise the Lord, and he sure will. He will show up, and he will definitely guide and lead his people. So if you don't know the Lord tonight, we encourage you to want you to find the Lord, and that's what this here broadcast is all about. It reaches all across the world. We've been into South Korea. We've been not boasting, but giving God all the glory. And just letting all the callers know and anyone listening by internet know that if you call in and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're not only talking to the ones who have called in, but you're talking to probably 50,000 people or more that's listening that needs God. We just heard on the news the other day on internet news that 33 people were to be executed, assassinated for just because they're a Christian. So that is real. The Bible talks about they'll be beheaded for the gospel's sake, and that is truly happening today. I know it happened back during that dark ages when the arenas where the Christians were put in an arena with animals, and they were being put there for sport, and the people would be all around watching and laughing and making fun, and the animals would devour them. So, you know, we're seeing a time like we've never seen before. Praise God. We've had it made. I want to have hello? I want to have 423-545 come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God. I was just telling him, Brother Yearwood, I hope you and Sister Betty have that testimony ready. There of that brother getting healed of the cancer. Do you have that?
It'll be just a minute or two there before you get it all. We got it all.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean,
fine.
He told
that's...
us there today all about it there, but we're trying to get it all together now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to have Sister Gladys, you come in and go ahead and obey the Lord, sis. You were first, and we'll just go in line like that. Praise God.
Okay, Sister Green, I praise God for once again being able to join you. I thank you for the invitation each week that you allow me to be on here. I praise God for this broadcast, Sister Joanna. It's reaching many souls, and I believe that when Brother Yearwood had his revival, I know it touched souls, brought deliverance, and I praise God for that. You know, he said to go out into the highways and the byways, and we need to reach people in any way that we possibly can. We can reach them in the pulpit, but I also know that it's going to be outside the four walls where we truly reach people. There's people that have been church hurt along the way, and we need to speak out to them. They may listen to an internet blog talk radio, but they may not darken the doors of the church house anymore. So I want to reach those and let them know that God cares about them, that he still loves them, and they've never gone out beyond his reach. And they may feel like they've done too much to turn back now, but Jesus said, I've got my arms open. I'm ready and willing for you to come back home to me. I give him glory. Sister Green, I want to start off with Romans 8:13-17. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that ye may be also glorified with him, to get glorified together. I believe this way, if we ask Jesus to come into our heart and repent of all of our sins, and we realize and understand that he died and rose again, and we ask him to come into our heart, I know that he erases all sin away, and we're white as snow, and I praise him for that. There's things that in our past we never want to speak again of, and I know that God lifts us up out of that bondage, just like the scripture says, he can set us free, and then we can come to the Father and call him out and call him Father. We become children of God, and we become joint heirs with Jesus, and whatever Jesus was supposed to bring in inheritance, we too will receive, and I praise God for that. And then that's when we can receive that Holy Spirit. We not the Holy Spirit, but we receive a measure of Spirit, and I know then we can begin to listen to the Holy Spirit as we go and walk along this way. My scriptures are kind of compounded. They may be a little mixed up, may not be right on target, Sister Green, but after watching Sarah, sometimes you have to wait until she naps and takes a nap. But I praise God for the Word of God, and I thank him that he's there for me every moment of the day. 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Once we get saved, Jesus said in his word that we are new creatures in Christ, and I praise him for that. We battle the flesh, and that's one thing that we have to die out to daily. We want to increase and decrease in our own selves. I know that that's what we need to do, and I praise him for that. If we get in the word and we keep our mind stayed on him, he said that he'd give us perfect peace. So I know that measure of spirit that we gain when we first get saved, that he will lead us in the right way of the Lord, and I thank him for that. In Romans 8:26-27, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I believe this way, that when we have a problem, we can go to the Lord, and he will go to the Father and take that need to him. And I believe this way, that if we keep our mind in the Word, that Jesus will let us know which way we need to go. He will let us be led by him. Our spirits will want to follow after him and do good and not evil. And I praise him for that. I don't have a lot of word tonight, but I want to go into Galatians 5:16-18. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. You know, when Jesus paid that high price on Calvary, we were no longer under the law. We had a new covenant, and that's a blood covenant. I praise God for that. And we are redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, and Jesus was that Lamb that we needed, that main sacrifice that we needed so greatly, and I praise Him for that. And like I said, we have to die out daily to the flesh, because the flesh wants its own way. The flesh is one that gets angered and tempered and mean sometimes. And, you know, sometimes people can go to church and have a big smile on their face, and then when they get outside the four walls and they're not being so nice to their family. But we need to watch that. We need to watch what we say and watch what we do and watch what we look at. You know, there's a right way to holiness in this. I believe that. I believe if we look upright to the Lord and we seek His face, He will show us the way, Sister Joanne. And I thank Him for that. You know, there's many people on my mind tonight. There was someone that gave a prayer request recently, and that's Martha. I won't give her last name. So I praise God for Martha. I taught her in Sunday school class. But at that time, I was led of the Holy Spirit to teach Sunday school. And He taught me what lessons to teach our children. He said, raise them up in the way they should go. And right now, I pray that You will keep my granddaughter in prayer, because as long as we have her, which is every other weekend, I can take her to Sunday school and teach her about the Lord. But she didn't know who Jesus was, and she didn't know anything about prayer. That grieves my spirit, because that's the only way that child will ever be led of the Lord and be led by His Spirit. I don't have a lot to say, but I'll be listening, because I know that I learn a lot when I do listen, Sister Joanna. But that's what I want to follow after. I don't want to follow the things of the world. You can hardly ever see the TV on except for the time that little Sarah wants to watch TV and that cartoon. But overall, I want to watch spiritual things that give myself life and breed spiritual things in my life. If there's anything that's contrary to the Word of God, I don't want any part of it. That's inside my home. I want to get rid of anything that may be a part of the world. I want to get out of it. We can make anything an idol, and I don't want any idols in my home. God said that's contrary to the Word of God. We have to follow Him and not follow the flesh. I thank you, Sister Green, once again, for allowing me on the broadcast. You can go ahead and take it over.
Praise the Lord, Sister Gladys. We're glad you're back. And we'll keep your granddaughter in prayer, and we just appreciate you, sis, and everything that you stand for and everything that you're all about. And we know you're serious about this, and we know the life that you live is a good way, because you can feel it in the anointing and when you speak. And you know, that's what it's all about, is following the Spirit of God. And if you're listening tonight and you want to be a part of this broadcast, we encourage you to call in. Call in at 347-989-8862. If you have a prayer request, we want you to email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. Tonight's subject is being led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. We're going to have this song here, and then we're going to get Brother Josh to go ahead and obey God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Between the pages of an old family Bible, I found days of birth, death, and no revival. Then I came up on a page. It was written by feeble hand. It said, this is my last request, and these are my funeral plans. Oh, when I die, let me die speaking love. Let it ring in my ears, all of these songs I've sung. Lord, give me the strength to praise You, speak Your name one more time. And then have Your angels carry me over to the other side. Now, Lord, I've lived a long life, now my race is run.
one more time. And then have your angels carry me.
Praise God. That was Jeremiah Yoakum. If you want to get a hold of any of his CDs, you can go to jeremiahyoakum.com. And Yoakum is spelled kind of different. It's Y-O-C-O-M. It's, again, it's Y-O-C-O-M for Jeremiah Yoakum. We've got a couple more prayer requests that just came in. And Higginbotham says, remember those that she doesn't know, pray for them. And pray for the ones that she never will meet. Praise God. So I believe she has a daughter, too, that she turned in prayer requests for a few weeks ago. So let's remember that. Donna Milliam, she says she has to go to the hospital on Monday for some tests. Pray for her that God will move in a mighty way. And she says, thank you. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Josh, and obey God.
All right. My name is Joshua Moore, coming from Dayton, Ohio. First and foremost, I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And Sister Joanna, the prayer request I put on your page earlier was to pray for me in April 10th through the 13th. I start revival up in Springfield. And I just don't want this to be a revival. I want it to be an outpour of God's Holy Spirit. I want to see souls saved. I want to see lives changed. I want to see change broken off of people's lives. I want to see miracles back in the church house. I think a lot of times we get so caught up and wrapped up on everyday life that we forget to pray for the miracles to come back into the church house. There's miracles all around us that we just don't see. And, you know, I believe if we turn our face towards God and that we could see the miracles come back into the church house the way they once were. You know, the older generation that had the tent revivals down through the years, they actually got to see those kind of miracles. People getting up out of wheelchairs and you know, people throwing away their walkers and stuff. And my generation, I'm one of the few that probably want to see the miracles back into the church house. I really want to see that. And I think it'd be a neat experience, not just for my generation, but for the younger generation on today's, you know, generation. A lot of the generation don't want the move of God anymore. They have went away from the move of God, and they don't want the power of God to fall anymore. So I just want to be led by God and everything else, and I want this revival to break out and let the Lord move mightily. And I got another prayer request. One of my nephews, he's taken off, and he's been missing now for almost 24 hours. But I believe God will keep him, and we'll be able to find him. It's been a long time since I've been on here, but I just thank God that the doors are opened up, that I'm able to get ready to step into a new level of ministry, and that's to go out and travel and preach the word. So just pray for me that God will be with me and that God will be able to lead me and where he wants me to go. I told the Lord, I prayed, I said, Lord, if I ever get in the way of what you're trying to do, sit me down and hush me up. A lot of times we get in the way of what God's trying to do, and that's where we go wrong a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of times we go through certain trials and tribulations, and we try to take care of the situation when in actuality we should just give it over to the Lord anyway. We try to take care of it, and we just make a bigger mess of ourselves in the flesh. So whatever situation you're going through, whatever you might be going through or dealing with, just hand it over to God and let him take care of it. But I'm looking for a move of God throughout America. We really need to get back to the power of God and seek the face of God throughout the land. And I'm just looking for a great outpour in this revival coming up that I'm going to be preaching in. So if you guys will pray for me, I'll pray for you. It'd be much appreciated. Sorry I don't have a lot to say tonight, but I'll be listening. Like Sister Gladys was talking about the young people, I think a lot of times we have let the young people fall through the cracks, and we don't take the time and pray with them and read with them like maybe my grandmother done with me and stuff. And I just want to see a rise up in the young people throughout the land today. Sister Joanna, you can take it over.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Josh. That was good, and we sure will keep you in prayer on that. And stay with us. Don't hang up, because Brother Yearwood, he has an awesome testimony. A miracle took place, and those are happening, Brother Josh. And I know it, it takes a sold-out life, and, you know, I know you know that. You went to the same church I did for on and off for 13 years, and we're going to see those again. But it takes a dedication, and tonight is the subject is being led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So there's many spirits out there, and we know we want to be led by the Spirit of God. And that sounds like what you're saying, Brother Josh, is this generation needs to be led by God again. And Brother Yearwood, we want you to come in, Brother, and if you've got that testimony handy, you care to read that or tell it?
I'll let Betty tell it there to you.
Okay.
We talked to Brother Fred today, and he wanted us to tell the whole world that he is healed of cancer. Last Friday night, he was getting ready to go to bed, and he told all of his family that he would see him on the other shore. But the next morning he woke up, which was last Saturday morning, he woke up, and he was rejoicing and shouting and praising God and saying, I'm healed, and his daughter's coming there, running in there, and said, Daddy, what's wrong? And he said, I'm healed. And he said that he was eating a little bit now, and he's gaining his strength real slowly, and he said that he needs everyone to continue to pray that his strength is gained. So we just thank God for what he has done for Fred.
Praise God.
Praise God. Sister Betty, you mind telling what was wrong with Brother Fred?
Yeah, Brother Fred had cancer. He was just about dead. He was so weak that he couldn't even get up out of the bed. And
I know many times you all turn in prayer requests. We've been praying for him for, I know, a long, long time. So this is a... You know, he hadn't eaten, and do you remember how long it had been since he was able to eat?
They were giving him Ensure. That's all I know that they were giving him. But I don't think he had ate anything by mouth for quite some time.
And how old is he?
He is...
He's about 75 or 76, somewhere along through there. Me and him know each other last 55 years anyway.
Praise the Lord. So God's a miracle working God, and he's still healing today. And somebody reached the throne, praise the Lord. Somebody reached God for him. And we thank the Lord for that. And Brother Yearwood, do you feel like, are you ready, Brother, to go ahead and just obey God?
Yeah, we got some more prayer requests here. Let Betty turn in, then I'll obey the Lord.
And I've got a few more things to say about Brother Fred. He also told us that
praise
he had
Lord.
Talked with his doctor, and that his doctor agreed that he was healed, and they're going to start weaning him off some medicine. They can't do it all at once, you know. But they're going to start weaning him off some medicine, and he was just praising God that he's going to be coming off that medicine. And
thank you, Jesus.
We've got Martha and Roy. They need a healing. We've got our five kids that need salvation. Steve Woods needs prayer for his legs. He's got infection in his legs. Rebecca, a girl in Georgia, was hit by a car, and she's all broke up. She has bleeding of the brain and just all kinds of stuff wrong with her. So remember her. She needs a miracle. Wanda Bibbins needs a healing, and her husband started therapy on his legs, and the muscles in his legs are very weak to the point that he can't even hardly walk, but he's starting therapy. So let's just pray for him. Excuse me. And Brother Willie Torres's dad, let's pray for him. Let's pray for Willie's sister-in-law that lost her husband. Charles Bryant that has lung cancer and colon cancer. Keith Green and David Keller has cancer. We know that if God can heal Fred, he can heal them too. And let's remember all the kids from our church that went to Winterfest, that God will bless them and touch them and just minister to them. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to turn with me, I want to look start out in Romans, the 8th chapter there, for a little bit there. You know, I tell you what, I thank God for an opportunity to lift up his name and to glorify him and to magnify him. And right here in the 8th chapter of Romans, in verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know and realize that God is saying to us, if we're in the Christ and if we're in the Lord, we don't have no condemnation in us. You know, I praise God, I'm so thankful that the Spirit of God, when it comes down into your life, praise God, hallelujah, you're a changed person. You're not the same person that you once was. I tell you what, if you're never had a change, then you need to go back to the altar and get down there and stay there until you know, beyond every shadow of a doubt, that you are a changed person. Praise God, as Sister Gladys said there a while ago, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Whenever you get the Lord down in your life, there will not be no more condemnation. Hallelujah. You be a pure person. Praise God. Let's look into verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight that we, if we've been born again and washed in his blood, we are a free person. We're not bound anymore to sin. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's go on just a little bit further here before I get ahead of myself. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that the law, you know, it could not do nothing for us. But praise God, the Spirit of God, it can do something for us. It can change us. It can make us new. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, to know, hallelujah, that he said there in verse 3, let's read that again, praise God, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. You know, Jesus Christ, he come to this earth a perfect babe in Christ. He come here, praise God, somebody that never had knew no sin, and somebody that whenever they took him to the cross, he didn't know no sin, but he become sin that we could have this life. He condemned sin in the flesh. He conquered it in the flesh on the cross. My friend, tonight, we can conquer sin in the flesh through the Spirit of God. I'm so glad tonight that we are supposed to be a walking in the Spirit of God. We're supposed to let the Spirit lead us. And if we'll do, I praise God like the Spirit of God says, we'll not be caught out here in the sin, but we will be caught doing what God said. We'll be led by His Spirit. We become the sons of God and the daughters of God. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that we can call upon His name, that we can look to the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't have to get out here and practice and sin because, praise God, He talks against it. He teaches against it. We're not supposed to do the things that we would do. Paul said over there in one passage of Scripture, he said, the things that I did do, I don't want to do, and the things that I didn't do, the evil is presence. In other words, the things that Paul didn't want to do, the devil was always there trying to tempt him. But praise God, I'm so glad that Paul walked a perfect and a holy life before God. He said he had died out daily to the sins of the world. And you and I tonight, we've got to die out daily to the sins of this world, just like Paul did there. Praise God, I'm so glad that Paul had the Spirit of God in him. And my friend, if you've been saved and you've been washed in His blood, you've got the same Spirit that was in Paul. You got the same Spirit that was in Jesus. That's what's going to raise us up out of the tomb. If we go to the tomb, and if we don't have to go there, that's what's going to change us in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. We will forever to be with Him in the air. And I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God. I tell you, just like Brother Fred, he told his wife and all of them, he said, on a Friday night, he said, I will see you on the other shore. But he got up on the March the 8th there, which was just last Saturday. He got up there praising God. He scared them all. They come running in there and hollering, what's wrong, Dad? He said, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. He said, he told them, he said, I might not be healed, but just for 5 minutes or 5 years or 15 years. He said, I am healed. And I felt like telling Brother Fred, I told him today, when I told his wife this whenever she was telling me about it there, I believe Monday. I told him, I said, God has added another 15 years on to Brother Fred's life. He's another Hezekiah. And I believe that I will live to see it, and I believe he will live to see another 15 years. I tell you what, when God does a work, he does a work. Praise God, he don't.
Amen.
Just do something halfway, but he does it all the way. He healed Brother Fred, and Brother Fred is looking forward for getting off of his medicine. The doctors told him, as Betty told you there a while ago, I said, we're going to have to start slowly wean you off from your medicine, because I said, if we take you off from it all at once, you'll have withdrawals. And he said that he didn't know how long it was going to take him to get him off, but he's gaining strength. Praise God, I'm so thankful that the man has done eat strawberries, and he's done been eating yogurt, and he's been eating he eats strawberries and a mango or something. I can't think.
A mango.
He's done eat that. And so, praise God. And I don't know what else he might have eat, but I tell you what, God is raising him up. And God will raise us up. He'll raise you up tonight after you hear the sound of my voice. You may be sick and afflicted, but I'm believing that God is a God that can heal you. I believe God is the one. He sent His Son down here, and His Son took 39 stripes, likened one. I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God. If we will believe what the Word says and take on what the Word said, we'll make heaven our home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, you notice who he said that it might be fulfilled in us. You and I, my friend, this is what God is looking for us to do, is to fulfill of the law, of the Spirit, to walk in us, and we walk in it, not in our flesh, but praise God, I'm talking about in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things after the of the Spirit. Praise God. I tell you what, praise God. I'm so glad tonight, if we're after the Spirit, and we're walking after the Spirit of God, we're not going to be doing the things of the flesh. Praise God, I'm so glad tonight, hallelujah, that we can conquer sin out here. We can conquer it through the Spirit of God. I tell you, praise God, let's go back up to Romans, back up to the 8th chapter and verse 1 again. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God. We're supposed to be walking in the Spirit and not after the flesh. Praise God. If we do that, then we'll conquer the sin. We'll not have no sin in our mortal bodies because we be dead to the sins of this world, but we'll be alive in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight that we can realize the Word of God is teaching us that we're not supposed to be partakers of this world and the things of this world, but we're supposed to be walking after the Spirit of God. Let's look into verse 6. For to be carnal-minded is dead, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's where life comes in at tonight. That's where peace will come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's where life and peace come in tonight, is being spiritual-minded, letting this mind, one passage of Scripture over there says, let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be also in you. Praise God. If it's also in us, my friend, I tell you tonight, I will not be dwelling on the things of this world. Will not be dwelling in the things of this world because the flesh, hallelujah, is an enemy to God. The Spirit is an enemy to God if it's not the right Spirit. But the right Spirit will be peace, long-suffering, and doctrine, and all of that. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. Praise God that we, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Verse 7. Therefore, before the carnal mind of is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You know, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God's Word teaches us, praise God, what is submitted unto God, what is God wants. And you know, He's looking for us, praise God, to be Christ-like. And you know, we're supposed to live according to His Word and according to Him, praise God. Let's look in here, 8th verse. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. You know, tonight, if we're just living in the flesh and desiring the things of this walk of life in the flesh, I will not please God. But we've got to be spiritual if we want to please God. I just want to read just a little bit more here. Praise God. in verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You know, praise God, if we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we're not none of God's family. But praise God, we got to have the Spirit of Christ if we want to be a part of God's family. I'm going to read right here. Let's look here in verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. As I was saying there a while ago, our flesh is dead because of sin, but our spirit, praise God, will be in righteousness. And if we're in righteousness, then we are alive. We're supposed to be doing something for God. We're supposed to be holding His name up and glorifying Him and just praising Him and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. If we'll do that, then, my friend, we'll make heaven our home. One day after a while, it'll pay off. Don't matter what we go through here, one day after a while, if we'll hang in there with God, God will take care of us. I'm going to let Betty do some reading for me now. Praise God.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight to know, hallelujah, that we, if we are glorified with Him, then He can be glorified through us. You know, that's what Christ is looking for, is to man. I believe Sister Gladys mentioned a while ago about a decreasing and an increasing. You know, God is looking for a man to decrease. And, you know, if we will decrease each day, then we'll let the Lord come on in a little bit greater than what He is. And one day after a while, I will just completely decrease, and He will be the increase. He will be the one that will come back and catch us all out. I'm looking forward for that day myself. I'm looking forward for the day that the Lord will come back and catch us out. You know, it'll be worth it all. All the troubles and all the trials and all the temptations that we fight now won't be there no more because He won't have no sin there in heaven with Him. It was once there, and He throwed it out. And that's the reason that He come down here to this earth. That's the reason the sin it come to the earth. It's because Jesus had to come down here and condemn the sin in the flesh. And that's where He told them there in one place over there, I believe today, I was listening to it in Luke. I believe it was Luke or no, over in St. John. He said, because you see now, because I've come and I've brought deliverance. I can't remember exactly the word by word, but anyway, He condemned the sin in the flesh, and they couldn't, they could see because He had done that. My friend, and I'm telling you tonight, God is trying to tell us that we need to walk uprightly before him. We need to be led by his spirit. And as many as led by his spirit, they become the sons of God. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we are led by his spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back to you now, Sister Joanne. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's good preaching, Brother Yearwood. And Brother Yearwood's telling you the truth. And we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. And it takes a sold-out way. We must have a good report. I was thinking how the Lord has used people all back through. Brother Yearwood, you know the man that's... has purchased Miracle Valley with A.A. Allen, and they've got a lot of his tapes and stuff and right there at Miracle Valley, and how Brother Allen went around ministering and miracles happened in his life. And Brother Josh Moore, he was just talking about it here earlier too, how in his generation he longs to see the miracles of God. And you know, we believe the scripture that God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And we're just coming up on a time like never known before, how the Bible says it would be worse than the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, worse than the days of Noah, and we're definitely seeing that part. But you know what? There is a revival coming, and I truly believe that. There's also a great falling away. But the revival is in the ones that are looking and watching. The revival is in you and me tonight, praise God. It may just be a few,
amen,
praise the Lord, but God's got a number, a multitude that no man can number. And, you know, the revival is going to be right there in the midst of us that are watching and looking for him and all. And the world, let the world go by, but praise God, give me Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I see we have another caller. Is 770. Come and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. I'm going to play this here song, and then we're going to have you come in and obey the Lord. Is that all right, Brother?
Yeah, that's fine, Sister. Thank you.
If you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862, and you can call us, email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God, and just listen to this song here and hope that it blesses you.
Trying
God. And you know, that's exactly right. He promised never to leave us alone, but we're the only ones that could walk away from him. And I dare not to ever do that, because I know he's my helper. He's my high tower. He's my everything. He is the
Amen.
One that I go to when I need help. Praise God. He's my rock. Hallelujah. That I put my feet on, a solid rock. And if you got to have your build yourself a foundation. If you're going to build a house, you have to have a solid foundation. And what a better way to start, praise God, a home, a house, is starting on Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the foundation. And just follow him, praise the Lord. And he will never leave you alone, just like that song says. We walk away from him. Shame on us, but you know, you better get back in the fold and be back with the Lord, which is the one, you know, they sing a song, I'm so glad I crossed over the line that separates darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Praise the Lord. Why don't you cross over tonight? Why don't you give your heart to Jesus? And we want, Brother John, you go ahead and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord. Brother and Sister Green, I appreciate the opportunity to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know we are talking about as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Didn't get an opportunity to call in earlier tonight. I don't know at all. I heard Brother Yearwood speak out of Romans chapter 8. But I'm going to be speaking out of Galatians tonight. Amen. Galatians chapter 4 and chapter 5. And Galatians chapter 4 is talking about, amen, as this song was saying, never alone. You know, the Bible says here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 18, amen, he's talking about they had begun to have a zeal to turn back to the old ways, to turn back, amen, and to come under the law of the Judaism. And the Bible says, he said, my little children, whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. You know, the Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Galatia here, and he began to travail, amen, earnestly in the Spirit. You know, amen, as the birth being brought forth. And the reason he was travailing is laboring pains, amen, laboring pains. And by the Spirit of God, you know, as Brother Yearwood was bringing out, and as we're speaking on tonight, he says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so bringing forth, amen, this sonship is being following, amen, the Spirit of God, amen. This means that the Spirit of the Lord goes before you, amen, and brings forth the sonship, and teaches us that if we are sons, then we are heirs, amen. And then if we are heirs, we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And as the Apostle Paul said, he said, I'm travailing, I'm laboring in pain that Christ be formed in you. Tonight, amen, Christ needs to be born within you, amen. There's a new birth, amen. As Nicodemus came to him in John chapter 3, we're talking about a new birth, a new transformation. It's talking about those that have went before me tonight to speak. They were talking about this new birth. They were talking about being led by the Spirit of God and being born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh, the Bible says in John chapter 3, is of the flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit, amen, is born of the Spirit, and we're born again. We're not going back, amen, to the womb as in the natural realm. That's impossible, but, amen, there's a birth of the Spirit. The birth of the flesh, amen. And we're talking about the birth of the Spirit, a man and a woman being born again into the Spirit of God, into the body of Christ. And as Christ is formed in you, he said in verse 20, he said, I desire to be present with you, just like this song said, amen. now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. I'm perplexed of you, because here's what they were doing. They were going back to the old ways, the old things. He said, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? So it says, for it is written, verse 22, Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. Amen. Sarah was his wife. She was free. Amen. And she had a bondwoman, amen, by the name of Hagar, who was an Egyptian, given to him, Abraham, amen, and being belonging to Sarah, there was covenant. There was covenant relationship. This covenant relationship, as God, amen, by his promise, God had came and made a promise, amen. The angels appeared unto them, and amen, even in Sarah, amen, and Sarah was in the tent, and even asked the question, where is Sarah, thy wife? It said in the tent, and here she was, a woman, you know, past age, even past bearing up, amen, the manner of women, amen, and as God prophesied to her that she would have a child, amen, and his name shall be Isaac, which means she laughed. And so as they come there, amen, this is the miraculous realm of God. This was the promise of God, even beyond the realm, even beyond the realm of the impossible. We are living in a time of miracles, amen, because the Bible says in Hebrews 13 and 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a God of miracles, amen. He's a God of giver of miracles, and we are, amen, as his children, the receivers of those miracles, as they were talking about, and as Brother Yearwood was talking about, and these others, amen, that walking in miracles, amen. And, you know, I've seen many miracles. There have been many miracles in my personal life, ministry, and amen, and my family's life, amen. I've had the children just healed a miraculous sound that incurable diseases. I've seen cancers. I've seen blinded eyes open. I've seen deaf ears open. I've seen dead raised up. I've seen everything that the scriptures speak about, amen, experienced it myself. And so this is not something, amen, that I'm speaking to you as a story that was told. This is something that I've experienced, amen, amen, seen it, amen. Been as like Jesus said in John chapter, amen, talking about, amen, that I have seen it, amen, but I believed it, and then I've seen it. So I praise the Lord. That's what he told Thomas. But tonight he said there is two sons, and he said, but he who was of the bond woman was born after the flesh, amen, but he of the free woman was by promise, amen. God had promised him that he would have a son by promise, him and his wife Sarah, amen, that he would have an heir. Not only would he have an heir, but the Bible says his seed would be as the sand of the sea, stars in the sky, speaking of, amen, amen, is talking about a promise, amen. And even after this, he was tried by faith to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, amen, there in the Mount Moriah, amen, in Genesis chapter 22, amen, that God had promised him that through Isaac and through his seed, amen, that here was a man beyond the age, amen, to have this child, but did have the child, amen, as a promise, as God had promised. And so the Bible says in verse 24, which things are an allegory, for there are two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which kindred to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, in answer to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. In other words, amen, this Jerusalem, amen, was in bondage, amen, with her children, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free. In other words, it's the new Jerusalem that he's speaking of here in verse 26, amen, that would be the mother, which is the mother of us all. She would be the mother of all living, as Eve was in the beginning there in the garden, amen, new Jerusalem coming down as a bride, amen, as a adorned for her husband, amen. And so as this one was amen, a promise, amen. We know that it talks about, amen, going forth, since it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she that which hath a husband. Has a husband. Now, this is talking about the scriptures, and speaking about in Isaiah 54, verse 1, talking about the married husband. This was talking about the children of Israel having children, amen, in the natural realm, but it was talking about the children of the desolate, which was speaking prophetically of the Gentiles, amen, that having no husband, not having this God, would now receive, amen, and without, amen, having this God overshadow them, amen, that the ascension of the children of promise, amen. In other words, what he's saying is, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So that those that are led by the Spirit are bringing forth by the Spirit, as the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Spirit of the Father, actually this time overshadowed Mary, even though she was a virgin, brought forth, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, born in the fullness of time, amen, hallelujah. So this is, amen, we're talking about that as the children of Israel were born, amen, in the flesh, amen, now the Gentiles have received, amen, the leadership and following the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Ghost, amen, as the children of Israel in the times, amen, amen, as they walked out of Egypt, walked out of their bondage, walked out of your liberty. You know, tonight, amen, the Spirit of the Lord leads you out of your bondage, leads you out of what is represented your captivity. The Bible says that they were led by, in Psalm 78, verse 14, I believe it is, said by day they were led by a pillar of cloud, and by day and a fiery light, by night. And so they were led. This was a physical manifestation that they would see. It would go before them. When it stayed, they stayed. When it would go forth, they would move. But tonight we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Ghost, amen, that lives and dwells within us as we're born again, amen, that we're not children of the flesh, but we're born again of the children of the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. It lives within us, amen, and we follow that leadership of the Spirit. It is our guide. It is our instructor. It is the anointing, amen, as Christ is born within us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it says, verse 28, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Everyone that is born of the Spirit is children of promise, amen, because the Bible speaks of, he told Peter and them, he said in Luke chapter 24, he said, carry ye into Jerusalem till ye be endued with the power upon high. He said, wait for the promise of the Father. That promise of the Father is of his Spirit, being born again, empowered by the Spirit to empower you to be a witness. Amen. Amen. You're given the witness of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, amen, that you shall receive power. Dominus, power. Amen. After that, the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, you would receive the power to be a witness right where you're at. You need to know tonight that, church, as you're born again and the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you're being empowered to be a witness right there where you're at. Amen. It starts out right there where you're at, right there in your neighborhood, right there in your country, right there in your city. Amen. It goes out and empowers you to go into all the world, even as we are going into all the world tonight. You know, the Bible says all power in heaven and earth has been given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight we have that same power because we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Said all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Matthew 28:18, I believe it is. It says all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them, amen, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe, amen, whatsoever I command you, amen. And so he said, and lo, I'm with you, just as the song said, with you always, even to the ends of the world, amen, and the earth. And so tonight, amen, Christ bears witness within us, comes and lives and makes his abode in us as we're born again, amen. As we're born again, our cup runs over, and you ought to be born again tonight. We're speaking to you that you can be have that opportunity tonight to be born of the promise tonight. Amen. You've already been, all of us have been born in the flesh. If you hear me in my voice tonight, amen, you've been born in the flesh. But even more important tonight, if you hear not only my voice, but the voices of the messengers, the ambassadors that are already speaking to you tonight, amen, and then to be born again of the water and of the Spirit tonight, amen, if you have it, it's your opportunity to receive, to be born again, to get in a church that is Bible preaching, Bible teaching, believing, amen, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ formed in you, amen. You need to know there's only one Lord and one Christ, and his name is Jesus tonight. Him only shalt thou serve. It is written, amen. Hallelujah. We shall not serve any other God but the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but as then, verse 29, he was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Some of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've been born again, and you've been persecuted by those that are born in the flesh, amen. The children that were born of the flesh of Abraham persecuted, amen, the ones that are born again of the promise, amen, because of jealousy, because of envy. You have to understand this promise, this covenant of promise to Isaac came from God. This child, amen, Hagar, amen, of God, because it was of Abraham's seed in the natural, in the realm of the flesh, God, amen, said he would make him of a great nation, amen, gave him princes, amen, raised him up, didn't leave him there in the wilderness, but because he was of the seed, natural seed. But this was a covenant relationship between Abraham and Sarah, as he gave it in there many times, amen, in the Middle East at that time, they would make covenant relationship. And as handmaidens, amen, and concubines, amen, belong to the wives of the men, they would be given, amen, because especially they had no children. And so having no children at that time, they made a covenant relationship. But this was a covenant between man and woman and wife. This was not a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ or with God the Father at that time. So the Bible says, nevertheless, what says in Scripture, verse 30, cast out the bond woman and her son, for the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. That's what Sarah said. She said that the one of the bond woman, the one that they had made, the one that they had brought forth, amen, the one that was brought forth between their covenant relationship, she had now declared that it would not be heir with her son. Amen. But tonight, amen, as we are born, amen, born again of the Spirit, we all have that same opportunity. We all have that same one. There's not one above another in the kingdom of God. We're all the same. It doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Greek or bond or free, male or female, amen. But in the kingdom of God, we are all in all in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the head, and amen, at the head of Christ is God. At the head of the woman is the man, and at the head of man is Christ. And it all comes out subject unto God the Father, and everything shall be put underneath his feet. He says, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. As we are born again of the Spirit of God, we are that of the free, and amen, under Jerusalem, Jerusalem being the mother of all, the mother of all living, coming down as adorned as a bride, amen, for and the Bible says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be ye not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There's a yoke of bondage of the law. There's a yoke of bondage of your flesh tonight. But you've been set free from that. You've been set free from that yoke of bondage and the yoke of your flesh because you're standing fast in the liberty. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If Christ is living within you, you're set free tonight. You are free. Who the Son has set free, the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32, is free indeed. What are you free from? You're free from sin. You've been set free from sin. You should no longer live therein. If Christ has set you free tonight, if you've been born again of the Spirit, if you've been led by the Spirit, you have that manifestation of the Spirit is within your spirit. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that we are the sons of God. Do you have that witness tonight? And the word son there is talking about male, female. That's amen. In other words, it's bene. It's bringing you forth. It's a benefit. It's building up the family name. What name are you building up? Oh, tonight we're building up the name of Jesus tonight. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And he said there in 5:2, he said, behold, I, Paul, saying to you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Circumcision, in other words, amen. Circumcision was a good thing within itself, but they were reverting back to Judaism, and as they were reverting that, he was saying, you need to know something. Circumcision, amen, amen, circumcision. Christ doesn't profit you nothing in your circumcision. He says, well, I testify again, amen, to every man that is circumcised, that he is debtor to do the whole law. If you're going to follow the law, then you've got to be under the whole law, amen. But the Bible says Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are who are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Tonight we're under grace. Amen. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross, it was the works of grace. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for you are saved by grace through faith, which is a gift of God and not a gift of yourself. God gives us this gift. It's a gift of grace. Do we earn it? No, we never will earn it. I'm talking about a man. He said John among men was the greatest among men. But even though that, he was not as great as the least of those that are in heaven. Now you need to know, amen. I'm talking about a man who preached repentance. I'm talking about a man who baptized. I'm talking about a man who let the word of God, amen, came out to him, amen, in the year of the Sabbath, in the year of Sabbath, as they come out, they went out to the wilderness and groves. It didn't come, the message didn't come in the temple. The message went out to a man who wore camel's hair and ate locusts, amen, and honey. Here was a man that was seemingly would be a modern-day wild man. But yeah, he was a wild man, all right, amen, because he was He was driven by the Spirit to go into the wilderness just like Jesus was. Amen. Luke chapter 4 and John, excuse me, Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says that he was led by the Spirit. Amen. Led by the Spirit to go into the wilderness. And he was there for 40 days, amen, just like his children was. You have to understand, when the children of Israel came out, the Bible says they were led, amen, amen. They could have went by the way of Philistines, which is modern-day Palestine, or the land of Philistia, amen. But these people had been men of war, amen, from the beginning. They were war, and he said if they come out and bring them out of Egypt, then they face these men and women of war, amen, that they would repent and turn back to Egypt. So they went down, just like you said, the whole Sinai Peninsula. They went all around. They went around the long way. They went through the hard way, amen. And they could have walked from Egypt all over there to the place of promise, but that wasn't the way they come. It's not going to be an easy step tonight, Lord. You got to come by a way. In fact, the Bible says, I believe it's in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he talks about it. He said he led them. He said, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live. In other words, you live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, the commandments of God, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. It was time, and church, it's time for you to live and multiply and go in and possess the land of promise. I'm not talking about a land over there where the 12 spies went into and spied out the land, and Joshua and Caleb and they all for 40 days. They saw this land of milk and honey. They saw the grapes of bush grow where it took two full-grown men to just one cluster of grapes. But I'm talking about a place of promise, which is by the Spirit tonight, that we can go in and possess when we're born again. You're born into this kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom of God comes without observation, for the kingdom of God is within you tonight. You need to know, amen, that it comes without observation, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, amen, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 2, he said of Deuteronomy 8, he said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. Here's the reason why he went in the wilderness, to humble you. If you humble yourself, he shall highly exalt you. If you'll humble yourself, there'll be healing in your land. If you'll humble yourself, amen, and draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you, and there'll be a resistance of the devil. He led you to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that they might make thee know that man did not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. When you're led by the Spirit, one of the first places they went is through the wilderness until they got to the promise. You're living in the wilderness, but it's a place of promise. It became a wilderness because they didn't obey God. It became a wilderness because it was the land of promise. But for 40 days, amen, because of their disobedience, they walked, amen, 1 year of wandering. 1 year, wandering is a curse. It was given to Cain, amen, after he slew Abel. He wandered. It's given in the book of Jude. It talks about wandering stars, amen. Wandering is a curse. If you're not set up, you're not steadfast, if you're not in one church, amen, sitting under the leadership of the ones that follow Christ. We were speaking on another broadcast the other night about leaders who had went astray. You follow them as they follow Christ. But the moment, amen, they quit following Christ, amen, you need to follow Christ. You need to look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Amen. But the Bible says, for we, going back to Galatians chapter 5, verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. Brother, you were speaking out of Romans chapter 8, he said, the righteousness comes within us. So we're waiting. Amen. It comes to us through grace and through faith. Verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. His love tonight. His agape love. His charity. Faith works by love. And faith without works is dead, being alone. What is the works of the Father? That you believe in the Son. Amen. And that's by that love that you love the Son and love the Father. Amen. They are both one. Amen. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. It's not hard to keep the commandment. It's not hard to hold on to this word of God if you love him. But if you don't love him and don't know him tonight, you're not holding on to this word. You're not being doing this word, as it says in James chapter 1, verse 22. And the Bible says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Church, having begun in the Spirit, shall it now be fulfilled in the flesh? Some of you started out in the Spirit, but now you're trying to run this race in the flesh. You can't do that. This is not a race of the flesh. It's a race, amen. It's a battle for the spirit. It's a race, amen. This battle is not to the strong. This race is not to the swift, amen. But the Bible says this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven, leaven it the whole lump. You have to understand, if you got a little bit of the world in you, you could end up with all the world in you. The little bit of the world, the little bit of the leaven, which is like the yeast, it's the rising up. What causes that's actually spoilage. It's actually destroying the bread. It's actually destroying the a little leaven, amen, because they were restricted to eat unleavened bread. In other words, nothing where any of the world could be in it, nothing that would cause it to rise up. Amen. And tonight, amen, the bread that you eat tonight is the bread of life. It's the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this bread comes down from heaven. Amen. Amen. And you can eat it tonight. Amen. The fathers, amen, ate manna in the wilderness. They didn't know what it was. That's what it was called, manna. What is this? In other words, it was coriander seed. It was, the Bible teaches us, amen. Give the loaf, amen, that was common in the Lord frost, and God to finally give it to them every day, amen, and it raised up, and every morning after the frost, amen, the morning frost went up, amen, there was manna on the ground, but tonight, amen, we've got manna from heaven tonight, as the word of God is manna, amen, and amen, I don't have to go outside and wait for the hoar frost to raise up, it lives down on the inside of me, amen, it doesn't go away at night, at time when the sun goes down, that manna, that bread of life still within me and you tonight. And the Bible says, and I, brethren, if ye yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then as the offenses of the cross ceased, I would that they were even cut off, which trouble you. Amen. For brethren, you have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. You need to know tonight that we need to have brotherly love one for another, and we are to serve one another in love. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, for the law is fulfilled in one word. Here's the law fulfilled in one word, even this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what the lawyer wanted to know. He was a lawyer. He knew. Amen. He would decide the laws. He would read the laws. But he didn't know who his neighbor was. Truth, do you know who your neighbor is? Everyone you see? Even your enemy. If your enemy hunger, feed him. If your enemy thirst, give him drink. Everyone's your neighbor. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, you can see yourself standing there. What would you do if that was you? The Bible said the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What would you do for yourself? Would you make provision for yourself? Of course you would. Amen. Will you try to sustain your own life so that yours would try to sustain your life with an enemy? Because you might just gain them. They might become not only your enemy. He said, am I now therefore your enemy because I tell you the truth? The Bible said, but if you bite and devour one another, verse 15, take heed that you be not consumed one another. You know what? Tonight, church, when there's church strife, when there's envy, when there's all these kind of things, what happens? We rise up, and what do? We bite and devour one another to the things that will come and consume. We need to take heed. You know what? Because within the church, within the body of Christ, these things ought not to be. These things ought not to be. So when they first received the Apostle Paul, they received him as Christ. They would have even plucked their eyes out for it. But you know what? As he began to tell them the truth, the more truth he gave them, the more they despised him, the more they walked away from him. And at the end, amen, many, many men left him, just like Sister Green said. Amen. At the same time, there's a great falling away that would not have this man rule over them. There's a great falling away of those that would not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, of those that would not eat of his the flesh and drink of his blood tonight. And I'm talking about by the Spirit. This is not something natural. This is not naturally discerned. These are words that he speaks in there. They are spirit and life. And then he said in verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. There's a war. The flesh wars and lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to another, so that they can not do the things that you would. In other words, the spirit and flesh cannot dwell in the same realm at the same time. God Almighty, whether you were ever given to you. God Almighty, it's death. Spiritually minded, life and peace. Two different minds, mind of Christ, mind of the world. They cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Cannot be. This is impossible. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. What law? The law of bondage. The law of sin and death. Church, you're not under the law tonight. Just as you said in Romans chapter 8, now therefore, there's no condemnation, no judgment to them that are in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ tonight? Is Christ in you? For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Let me ask you something. That's talking about men, women, Are you a son of God? And is the world waiting for you? The Bible says on down later on in that chapter, and the world and the creatures are waiting in earnest expectation for the manifestations of the sons of God. Is there manifestations in your life that you're a child of God tonight? You need to prove it. It only comes by the Spirit. Can you see the Spirit? Is it before you? Is it leading you tonight? Will you be led by the Spirit? Be led into life? Be led into the eternal life? Amen. If you walk up to the Spirit tonight, you're a child of God. And it's to be continued. Once you become a child of God, it's to be forever, not going in and out. Even those that Bible said, amen, as many as received the Spirit of adoption, amen, that we may cry, Abba, Father, which means my Father. Tonight, is he your Father? Oh, if he's not, make him your Father right now with the earnest expectation, being born again by the Spirit, and let Christ be formed in you. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. It's up to you tonight. Do you want to be a child of God? It's your choice. Choose ye this day who you shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Make that choice now, if you haven't already made it. And choose, once you make that choice, let it be for eternity. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God, that was a good message, good word there, Pastor John. And Brother John's telling you the truth. As we always say, we thank God for Pastor John and all the Sister Gladys and Brother Yearwood, and thank God for Brother Josh Moore calling in tonight. And I have a question. If I were to tell you that there is a place that you can live forever, where there's no pain, no sorrow, there's no devil there, if I told you that there's a place, would you believe me? And I got news for you. There is a place like that where our body will never die, will never have sickness, there'll never be no trouble, there'll never be anyone telling you that you can't be a Christian, you're not allowed to be a Christian, you can't carry your King James Bible, no more execution for being a Christian. There is a true place like that. All you have to do, it's really simple, like Pastor John was telling you. You can't earn this. Jesus done this. He paid the price on the cross at Calvary. He shed his blood as a sacrifice for you, for me, for our sins, for wages of sin is death. But God came that he would give a life and give it for eternity. That all we have to do is accept him. It's that simple. And once we accept him and we ask repentance of our sin and his blood that was shed covers our sin. See, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. And because he loves us and he died on Calvary and rose again on the third day so that you and I, he paved the way and it's up to me and you to walk it. Once you've accepted him, praise God, and then you stay on a clean road, a straight and narrow road. Praise the Lord. It's an easy life. I tell you, there's no better life. If we ask Brother Yearwood, if we ask Sister Betty Yearwood, if we ask Sister Gladys, we ask Brother John, they've been in this for years and years and years. And so myself and Brother Green, I tell you, there's no turning back. There's no way we would ever want to go back to the way that we ever used to live. And it's been a wonderful, I tell you, it's not always been easy. And the only thing that I could say that wasn't easy about it is when the devil would come buffeting us. But other than that, God has never done us nothing but good. Praise the Lord. Never has God ever failed us. Never has he ever, ever walked away. But the hard part is watching our loved ones not wanting to serve God. That's what's hard about this, about being a Christian, is seeing that other people want to just trample this gospel under their foot, to want to crucify Jesus again afresh or take his name in vain. That's been the hard part. And I've said it many times, John the Revelator, when he took the little book and he ate it up, the angel of the Lord told him to eat it, and in his mouth was bitter. But in his stomach, in his mouth was sweet as honey, but in his stomach was bitter. when Christians, when you and I, praise the Lord, that are born again and we read this gospel, how sweet it is to us in our mouth. When we speak it, it's the words of life. But in our stomach, it's bitter when we see that our loved ones just throw it aside and make light of it and trample it under their feet, like I said earlier. That's what's bitter about it. That's what's sad about it. But other than that, it's been an easy way. It's been a better way. It's a, you know, they sing a song, do you know how it feels to lay your head on your pillow at night knowing that you're saved? And if you don't wake up in the morning, you're going to a better place, praise the Lord, where there's no sorrow, no pain. You know, Jesus said, let your heart not be troubled, because he goes away and he says that he prepares a mansion for you and I that are born again, and that where he goes, we can be there also. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Praise the Lord. I'm probably not saying it all just exactly right. I don't have the scripture up in front of me. But I tell you, try him. The Lord said, Jesus said, taste of me and see that I am good. As Brother John was talking, I thought about the scripture, out of the same fountain wouldn't be bitter water, it wouldn't flow bitter and sweet water. Out of the same mouth wouldn't be cursings and blessings. So you choose one. Our pastor, Brother Merle Seeley, said one night he preached a wonder. He always preaches wonderful messages led by God, and that's what this broadcast is all about, is being led by the Spirit of God. And he's truly led by the Spirit of God. And he was saying, you can't hang on to the devil and hang on to God too. You love one or the other. You can't have two masters. You either love one or you hate the other one. And we choose Jesus, praise God. And, you know, no longer do you have to take and sacrifice the goats and the ones without blemish and the fairest of all the goat and the sheep or whatever they did when they're sacrificed, and the king or the priest had to take the blood sacrifice yearly into the Holy of Holies. Jesus is that ultimate sacrifice. Praise God. When the veil was rent, when Jesus gave up the ghost, the Bible said that on the cross that the veil was rent from top to bottom. And that, I wonder if that day, if there was a priest in there wondering what is going on. You know, I don't know. If there was one, I can't remember. I haven't read that in quite a while, but I wonder if there was a priest in there saying, what is this? Because, you know, the priest, that was their job, to take the high priest, praise God. And Jesus is our high priest tonight. And just accept him. It's that easy. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to come to you with this song. I hope it blesses you. And then I want to praise God. If Brother Green feels led, he's going to obey God. I'm going to kind of tell on him here a little bit. He's going to probably get me. He's been really sick this week, and he's been saved since 1975, and for the first time he has actually vomited yesterday, and he hasn't done that since he's been saved. So pray for him. I don't know what this stuff is going around, but he's in much need of your prayer, and for the Lord to clear up his allergies and what's ever going on in his lungs and down in his abdomen. Praise God.
came to tell you this morning that if you got a big old mountain, a mountain that you can't climb, Lord, you got a wide, wide river. You're having a little bit of trouble tippy-toeing
God. Love that song, and I love to put that music on when I'm cleaning my house. Praise the Lord and get the spirit of the Lord. You know, that's how I get ready for church. Praise the Lord. You can keep the victory tonight if you just get you some gospel music going on and you just begin to, in your car, gospel music, and you read your Bible when you can. You can walk this life. You can walk this way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This becomes a way of living to you, and you don't want any other way. Praise the Lord. And things of the world, you just let it pass on by, like I said. And Pam Blevins said she's having a lot of pain with her legs. Please keep her in prayer. She's had a rough couple of three nights, she says. So just remember her, and we'll pray over these requests, and then I want my husband to just obey God. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask,
Lord,
that you touch all these prayer requests. Dear Lord, we thank you for the testimony of Brother Branham, dear Lord, healing him of that cancer. God, touch little Sarah, dear God. Touch, Lord, Sister Gladys' grief, dear Lord, that she's on her heart, Lord. We thank you, God, Lord Jesus, for doing this great mighty work, dear God. Touch Brother and Sister Yearwood, touch their prayer request, Lord, and Brother Samson, Lord, touch his church, God, the congregation there, touch his family, Jesus, and thank you, Lord God. Send people in, dear Lord God, and to the church, and to Brother Wayne Gifford and Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, Lord, and Brother Sam, John Samples, and Madisonville, Tennessee, Lord, send people in, dear God, that they give their hearts to you, Lord. All across this radio broadcast, Lord, then that are being persecuted, Lord, for your name's sake, dear God, make a way of escape for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for this here broadcast, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. We're preaching tonight on being led by the Spirit of God, and Brother Yearwood and the ones that come on, Brother Samples, they've been doing a real fine job about on this subject tonight. It says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you know, Brother Yearwood covered that pretty good, and I want to turn also over here to Romans 12. The Bible's telling us there in Romans 12, it's speaking about having our minds renewed by the... Let me read it here to you. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, tonight we're trying, as Sister Gladys said, we have the mind of Christ, and the way we get the mind of Christ, we know there's some people that's got more of the mind of Christ than others because they're deeper in the spirit, and they've applied themselves to the Word of God, and they've studied the Word of God, and they studied to show themselves approved unto God. The Bible said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'll tell you, it's the word of truth tonight that'll make us free. He said, if we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed. He said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And there's many people tonight out there in radio land. There's many people in different churches. They're not free tonight because they've got a partial gospel. But we need to get the whole gospel of Christ. And I was thinking, Paul said one place in the book of Acts, I believe it was, he said, I am free from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to proclaim the whole counsel of God. And I tell you, we need to get in the Word of God. We need to find out what it is that we need to know so that we can walk this life, and we can walk this walk and talk this talk, and we can not only talk the talk, but we can live in such a way that the world will see Jesus in the life that we're living. Mm-hmm. I tell you, tonight Jesus said that we was a city set upon a hill, that we was the salt of the earth, and he said if the salt lost its savor, wherewith would it... would it help anybody? I'll tell you tonight, it won't help nobody if we don't shine the gospel light, if we don't live to where that they can see our life and know that we're not following flesh, but we're following the Spirit. We're walking in the light, and we're abiding in the vine. I'll tell you, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, he said we could ask what we will. I'll tell you tonight, we need to get the Word of God in us. I tell you, over there in John 15, he said that we must abide in him. We can do nothing except we abide in the vine. He said, I am the true vine and ye are the branches. And I'll tell you, he told us that we must abide in him. Praise God. If we don't abide in him, praise God, we'll be cast forth as a branch. We'll be withered and cast forth and broken off and gathered. And I'll tell you, the branches are going to be burned one day. And I don't want to be a dead branch on the vine. I want to be a living vessel for God. I want to be a green tree in the house of God. I'll tell you, we need lively stones in the building. And he told us to pray and to seek him. And if we would call on his name, that he would hear us. And they that wait upon the Lord, he said, they shall renew their strength, and they should mount up as wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'll tell you tonight, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He wants us to get down to business with God. That's following the Spirit tonight. He said for us to be renewed. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, God wants us to know his will. He wants us to know his perfect will. He wants us to have our mind renewed. And I'll tell you what, we can't renew our mind if we don't know what the Lord wants us to do. But when we get into the Word of God, we begin to study him. We begin to seek the Lord and find what he'd have us to do. Then we begin to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And we begin to find out the things that are pleasing in his sight. Praise God. You know, there in the wilderness, they walked they followed that cloud by day and a fire by night. And they followed Moses. And Moses would go into the tabernacle. And Moses would go before the mercy seat, and God would talk to Moses, and Moses would tell him what to do, and Moses would instruct him. And I'll tell you, there was times when some of them didn't want to take instruction, but I'll tell you, it'll pay us. It'll pay me and you to take instruction. Praise God. I want to read a little bit more. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I'll tell you, the world is trying to conform us. It's trying to conform us to its ways and to its thoughts, and it wants us to speak its language. But I'm telling you tonight, we've got a new voice. We've got a new message. We've got a new language, and we can't talk quite like we used to talk, and we've got to have a holy conversation. We've got to live holy, righteously, and godly in this present life, and we must not live like the world's living, when they can take and they can do practically anything that they seem to want to do, and they wear any kind of clothes that they want to put on, and they want to. It's gotten so bad now that they're bringing it into the house of God, and they come in sometimes, and they don't have enough clothes on, some of them. Some of them's a little too short on the bottom and too low on the top. And I tell you, I don't believe God is pleased. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they covered themselves because they saw that they were naked. And there wasn't nobody looking at them and glaring at them. And, you know, nobody there to point at them. And they weren't trying to impress nobody. But I tell you, they wanted to be covered because they was ashamed of their nakedness. And I'll tell you, men, I'm not just talking tonight about women, but I'm talking about men too. And the Bible said we should be modestly, have modest apparel, praise God, and we should live right and we should talk right. Sometimes a Christian say things to other Christians they ought not to say, and that cause them sometimes to leave the house of God. And And I tell you, we need to have some restraint upon our speech because we can't just say anything we want to say, but we've got to have love, and we've got to walk in love, and we've got to abide in Christ. And if we get out of love, we're not abiding in Christ. We're not to hate nobody. The Bible said to love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Say all manner of evil against you. For his name's sake, I tell you tonight, that's the renewing of our minds tonight. We need to get our mind renewed. We need to get everything out of there that's not pleasing to God, because God knows the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. And there's nothing hid with him, the Bible says there. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. And he knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Praise God. I want to read a little more here. Verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, tonight we all don't have the same measure of faith. We might be given the same measure when we're born again, but I tell you, we can add to our faith. We can build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We can do things that's pleasing to God, and we can get into the Word of God. And the Bible said, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God in Romans chapter 10. And so we know that faith comes, and we get into the house of God. We hear people preaching. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we need to apply ourselves to the teaching of the Word of God and to the preaching. And we need to try to understand what's being said, and we need to rightly divide the Word of God. For the Bible says here that God has dealt every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Praise God. You know, some people prophesy more than others, but it's according to the proportion of faith. It's according to how much faith you have is how many works that we're going to have. And God has called us to work for him. That scripture that Rachel read at the beginning of the broadcast, I want to read it again. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we know that everybody don't have the same office. And it says here in verse 12 and 7 of Romans, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Praise God. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. You know, we would have more peace, and we would have more unity if everybody would abide in their calling and, you know, seek God and find out, what is my calling, Lord? What is it that you want me to do? And not try to be, everybody be, you know, running towards the top and trying to get up there in the pastor's place. But praise God, we need to get in the place where God has put us, and we need to find out what is it that God wants us to do so that we can be led by the Spirit of God. And praise God. I'll tell you tonight, the first thing the Lord wants you to do is receive him as your personal Savior, and that's the first thing. Jesus came into this world to save sinners, and he went about all Judea and those different places. He walked the shores of Galilee and preached the gospel. And, you know, he's telling us today that whosoever will can come and take the water of life freely, that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He came into his own received him not. But I'll tell you, anybody that would receive him, he received them, praise God. He received that thief on the cross. That thief didn't have any works. All he said was, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. You might be on your bed of affliction. You might be running out of time. But I'll tell you tonight, why don't you call on Jesus? Why don't you tell him you believe in Jesus? You know, believing is something, it's a choice that you make. You can believe on him. You can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that God, that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he was wounded for your transgressions. He was buried, and he rose the third day for our justification. I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you, you find you a place to pray if you're laying on your back and you can't turn over, whatever. Just call on Jesus. Just ask him to come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord, and save me from my sins. And I believe that you are the Son of God, and I believe that that you died for my sins according to the Scriptures. And I believe you died on that cross to save me, to save my soul from hell. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you, Lord, for taking me into the kingdom. I thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Now I praise you and I worship you, Lord. I thank you tonight. Praise God. I believe we just went off. Praise God.
Praise God. And we'll talk to y'all next Friday. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
God bless y'all.
God bless.